It's September, the heat wave is absolutely brutal, and my pumpkin blow molds are already dying.
Well, we're taking a couple weeks off for safari and Disney trips, so those pumpkins are on their own.
At least we have some Blackberry Boom Uncrustables and a second shift when pumpkins fly golden ale to cope with the heat.
By the way, did you see Pabst is offering $20,000 reward for the stolen beer truck? We might need to go bounty hunting on our time off.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I almost forgot. I don't let it play for the entirety anymore.
Nope.
Because no one wants to hear that. Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. I'm Josh. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's hot, even in the basement, in the studio. It's hot.
It is.
And
it's hot outside.
It's ridiculous.
How hot is it?
I don't know.
I'm going to get to that in a minute. I did some research.
95, but it probably feels like 109 or something.
Yes, we're still in an extreme. Is it an extreme or extensive? I don't know. Something like that. Some adjective heat warning.
Yeah.
In early September, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. They used to call it Indian summer, but I guess you can't say that anymore, right?
I guess you can say Indiana summer.
Indiana summer?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I got some data on that I was going to share with you that I thought was kind of interesting. We can get to it in a little while.
All right. First show update will probably be, we won't have episodes in the next couple weeks. Probably.
Hiatus. Yep.
Hiatus. And then we'll be on for a few weeks, and then you'll have
off
vacation.
Again.
And so yep. We'll kind of have off and on here. I don't think I'm going to put in a best of it. You remember when the... Friends was really bad about this.
Oh, yeah.
The clip episodes. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
You like, because the very beginning, you're like, oh, cool. This is a new episode. You sit down with your popcorn or snacks or whatever. It starts going, and then they go, remember that time? You're like, oh, no. They're just going back to.
Yeah.
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 I hate those.
No, I guess we won't do that. We'll just, hopefully.
So next week is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll republish the Christmas episode or Christmas top 10 episode or something.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it, and then we'll get into the weather.
Yeah, let's do it. We got a jam-packed show today. There's tons of stuff on the agenda.
So, beer today.
Excited about this
I continued our October, or, well, it's not Oktoberfest. I was going to get out the Four Hands Oktoberfest. I have some of that.
Okay. But we had it.
But we just
ago.
Had it. Yeah. Yeah, we had it at
Three
Kings.
Kings.
Yeah. So I found this When Pumpkins Fly from Second Shift Brewing. It's a spice pumpkin pie golden ale, brewed with honey, biscuit malt, vanilla beans, nutmeg, ginger, and cinnamon, and it is 6.5%.
Awesome. So we said a while back that. We have never had a bad second shift beer. And I thought this was interesting on the side here. It says, Steve said he'd never make a pumpkin beer. Things change. Here is a golden ale brewed with honey and biscuit malt, vanilla beans, ground nutmeg, ginger root, and cinnamon. No further questions. Thank you. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully this is a good one. I don't want to be disappointed by second shift.
People's taste changes, you know, like how long ago it was when we used to go, oh, I hate those IPAs, they're
yeah.
awful. And then suddenly they started clicking with it. Your wife, too.
Oh, yeah.
She hated IPAs.
Changed.
And
one of our very first Beer 30 episodes going back like 12 years ago or whatever, you introduced me to an IPA and I'm like, oh, this tastes like lemon pledge.
Yeah. Yeah. And
now I'm back to not really caring for IPAs again.
I think it's not I don't like them. It's more I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
There's so many. When you go to a brewery and half their beers are IPAs,
mm-hmm.
it's like, come on.
Right. This is very spicy. Very
yeah.
nutmeg. Very pumpkin spice flavor. Or scent, I should say. I haven't tasted it yet.
I mean, it is pumpkin pie. Yeah. So, well.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of that.
It's got the spiciness
flavor going on.
It's got a lot of flavor here. You could taste everything they're talking about. It's funny when they say brewed with honey, biscuit. I'm assuming there's pumpkin in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention pumpkin in what they brewed it with.
I have to say this tastes very much like a pumpkin pie to me. That flavor, I mean, it's like, it's darn near perfect. As far as the, you know, reminding me of a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, yeah, definitely has a really good flavor. I think I've been enjoying these more.
Really?
And it's, maybe it's just I want fall to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to force it into an existence, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I'm not there yet as far as enjoying this style. I don't know that I ever will be. But it's, I will say it's one of the least,
offensive.
Offensive, yes.
Well, we had the Clementines, a vanilla one last week. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a little, I would say that's somewhat different in that it's not trying to taste like.
Oh, what did she tear up?
Oh, that must be why she was over here trying to get my attention.
Oh, okay. She tore up her own toy.
Yeah, and then she took off.
As long as it's not one of my toys. I have a lot of stuffed Mario Kart stuff, like a mushroom and turtle shells and stuff.
Yeah, it's all safe.
She would be in big trouble.
That's right.
So, what do you think?
I always say with these, I feel like the spiciness can be toned down.
Right.
And I say that with this one too. I don't know what it would taste like to just have like a pumpkin flavored beer, or maybe like a vanilla pumpkin beer without all the added spices.
Yeah,
but to me, like, I feel like that stuff could be omitted and it would be better.
I think that's what last week's was, more without the spices.
It was less, but
this, you could really, the cinnamon and nutmeg.
Oh, cinnamon, yeah,
is really, it's got a spiciness to it.
It does, yeah. It almost kind of,
I guess that's the ginger too,
burns the back of the throat just a touch. So yeah, I would give it, I mean, I don't care for the pumpkin styles all that much, so I would give it, for what it is, I'm gonna say B-.
For pumpkins, I'd put it at one of the, I'd say B, yeah, around B plus, somewhere okay. Around there. I think it's, I enjoy it, but it's one of those, I'm going to have one,
yeah,
and then I'll switch to a different beer, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she's got something else she's chewing on.
Yeah, I was thinking about the heat wave that we currently have, and the other day I got interested in looking back at how things were back in the 90s. This could be the pop culture segment, but we have a pop culture segment today. Are you going to play the music? So we're back to school, you know, kids are back to school and all that. Now, back to school whenever we were kids was typically after Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it.
I don't know if it ever changed.
I think for us it changed. I feel being in the school we were at, it was a little earlier because my cousins were in St. Louis County,
mm-hmm.
And I always felt they went like a week or two later than what Fox did.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah, but now, I think it was August. Although, they were a week later than they were last year, this year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they were starting like on the 20th versus the 12th of August.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So I got to thinking, because I always felt like whenever we went back to school, it was, the temperatures were generally cooler, especially in the mornings and the evenings. I vividly remember like going to the bus stop and it being kind of chilly in the mornings. You know, it the first week or so of school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting home from school, and then in the late evenings, it would be kind of getting cool again as well. And I also remember that it seemed like the grass and just like nature was more in a better shape. Like
my lawn.
It wasn't dead and dying and leaves falling off the trees prematurely and stuff like that. So I just went back and looked at 1991 through 1995 and compared it to 2021 through 2025, because we're currently in 2026, and I used Gemini for this, and it gave me like all of the daily highs and lows, and it gave me the averages. So the average temperature for 91 through 95 for all 5 years of September was 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And then for 21 through 25, the five-year average is 83.6. So nearly 4 degrees hotter in the most recent 5 years compared to 30 years ago.
But it hasn't... I don't feel it's... I feel the average this year is going to be a lot hotter.
And that's what I was going to mention. So this year, unless we get a significant cool spell towards the latter half of the month, like that's going to tweak the average upward even more. And I think average overall, like when you hear weather meteorologists and stuff talk about, oh, we're like, 2 degrees above average or whatever they might say, the average is over such a long period of time. I didn't look to see what they use for that, but I think it's like 100 years or something like that. So if you're looking back at periods in the past and comparing it to like most recent times, it's going to be skewed in favor of like longer periods that had cooler weather, if that makes any sense.
Right.
And so then I took it like a little step further and I looked at the average rainfall, because that's the other thing. I felt like, man, it's so dry. And these last several Septembers, you used to be able to say, okay, it's August. I'm getting out of the summer season with my lawn. I can look forward to like reseeding and maybe aerating and things like that. Mother Nature's going to take care of the rest. Like they always say, fall is the best time for planting.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at rainfall. And now, 1993, in our area, we had the great flood of 1993. Oh, yeah. So we had like 7.5 inches of rain that summer or that September. But I mean, the flood happened around this time. But in comparison, like most years in in September, we had 2 to 3 inches of rain. And here lately, it's kind of a little bit on the higher side for 2024 and 2025, which was a bit of a surprise for me. But then I wanted to look at the average lows for that same period of time, because again, it felt like the evenings were cooler, the mornings were cooler from what I remember as a kid. And yeah, sure enough, the average low temperature back then was 58.6 for that 5 year time frame, and now it's 63.1. So I don't know. All that to say, like we always say, oh, it never used to be this hot. Well, I mean it for this period of time, it's true. And I could have looked at other periods of time, but I just wanted to look at like our high school.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that, I mean, that's what, a 30 year difference. So
yeah,
it, I mean, for us, that was so long ago.
I mean, I thought about looking at the 80s as well, but I haven't done it yet. But it's just like the overall summary is, I'll say September used to be like one of my favorite months, that I would look forward to it being cooler and like the yards and everything looking nicer. And now it just seems like, and this has been the last several years for sure, that by this time my grass is just burnt.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to water the flowers to try to keep them alive, and it's been, especially this recent heat wave, like nearly 100 degrees for the last, what's it been, like 5 or 6 days?
Yeah, like I'm the same way. I've been watering my flower beds, but I can't get all my grass.
Mm-mm.
Like I would be in debt to the water company, but I'm trying, because I got mums growing up and I want them to last.
Mm-hmm.
But so those I'm paying attention to. The grass, yeah, it's a little brown, but
Yeah.
Maybe rain will come someday.
I know. Same here. So I feel like the overall seasons have changed. You know, back whenever we were kids, it seemed like November it was getting pretty chilly. December it was like cold. Now November, December are typically fairly mild. January and February are our coldest months. And then we're back in March and the temperature is going right back up in June. You know, our summer now is like June, July, August, September. It's like,
well,
May, yeah. It's like half the year is summer now instead of just 3 months.
Need to move north, huh?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, my son is in Montana. So I was looking at the temperature up there.
Your new hobby on your retirement is meteorology?
Yes.
Are you going to get your own weather station?
No.
You should.
What I would love to do, though, we talked about we're both going to be taking trips here and everything. I would love to follow the seasons. So, like I mentioned, Caleb's up in northern Montana. Look at the highs up there. 61, 65, 63, 55.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That seems awesome.
It's amazing. He was showing me pictures the other day that, you know, they're all in like jackets and...
Oh, that's jeans.
Yeah. Like, what the heck, man? So, yeah, if I could, I would go somewhere north in the summer and somewhere south in the winter.
But it doesn't, you know, even Florida's, because that's where we're going, and even the temperatures there are less than here.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's super frustrating. I'm sure it's maybe just as humid, but it's, yeah, lower temperatures.
Yeah.
I think. Yes, this is old man talk.
Welcome to old man talk.
How's your garden doing, by the way, with this?
I feel it's kind of the end of the... It did all right, but I think it didn't do so great this year.
Yeah.
Just so much heat,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that I almost need some sort of shading over one section of my garden just to help with the blaring sun.
Yeah, it's a pretty extreme.
Because I have an automatic water. I have it watered. It's a 20-minute soak, so it's a soaker hose. Mm-hmm. It gets in the roots. I feel that's going to be better than sprinkling all the leaves, and those will definitely burn.
Yeah. So what's your forecast looking like on your trip?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be this is Florida. PM thunderstorms, PM thunderstorms, PM thunderstorms. 89, I'm seeing the high. 90, so between 75 to 90.
But that's what you expect for Florida.
Yeah.
In September and probably even into like October and beyond.
Yeah. You just need to catch it at the right time if you want really good weather, and that's hard to do.
Yep.
So I'll go into that. So trip for Disney, we're getting that all together. We were trying to figure out how we're going, because my mom's coming with us, and she's like, can we ride together to the airport and park and all that? Well, it's not really going to work in our car, because, we can fit everyone, but then when you add luggage...
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to drive my truck. I think that'll be the way to do
and
it.
And your mom's going to... Or everybody will fit?
Everyone will, because three will fit in the back pretty comfortably, because the two kids are...
Man, if there was another vehicle that was large enough, I would volunteer to take you guys to the airport and pick you up. That way you didn't have to pay for the week long of letting your vehicle sit there.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. Now you volunteered.
Well, I don't know what vehicle we would take, though, that would fit. How many is that? Four, five, six?
Yeah, you'd need six if you're going to go too.
I mean, because it's just so expensive to just let your car sit there for a week or 10 days or whatever it is.
And from after that time where the truck got its windows bashed in.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I never go back to that lot. I go to a covered parking.
So do I.
Go to the parking spot usually.
Yeah. What is it? Parking spot East? Is that what it's called?
One of them. There's a bunch of different ones, but
by Umsol.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care where it is, as long as it's covered and and has a 24-hour security and not like there's on the other side of the fence is a, you know, I don't know, ghetto or whatever.
If you come across a van or a large vehicle that can transport us all up there, I'd gladly drive you. Because what day do you leave? Friday? Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
And it's really, really early.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I think our flight leaves at 6, so, you know.
Ooh. Well, I would do that for you, buddy, if you have a vehicle large enough.
So it's a unvolunteer, right?
No, I'll volunteer, but I don't know what we would use.
Yeah.
Because I rely on my buddy Elliot, who lives in South County. I have many times hit him up for a ride to the airport, and we just park our car at his house. And then he it's like 20 to 25 minute drive from his house to the airport. And it could be like $100+ to park there for a week.
Yeah. I usually have a coupon, so
yeah.
I'm going about
it. Your mom would be proud of you.
Yeah. I think it'll be 10-day parking, so it's like, I think it ends up being about $80-something when you figure in some discount code or something. Oh, yeah, we really are old, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, and then after you get back, then I have my safari trip in early October that we're still, like, you wouldn't think that it would be so complicated to just, like, and we're going with a group, so it's a lot of, like, the actual logistics of what we're going to do once we get there are already taken care of, but we have a lot of just, like, things that you have to make sure that you check in, gotta get your visa, and you have to check and see if there's any kind of like vaccinations that you need, or depending on what country you're going into, and whether you're going to cross country lines or any of that kind of stuff. You have to make sure that you have your documentation and all that. So Lori's thankfully navigating through a lot of that, but it's more complicated than we thought.
Wow.
But this is our first international travel, really.
Yeah, I've never, except for a short trip into Mexico, I've never really been out of the country.
I'm a little bit nervous about it, because not so much of like the trip itself, or, you know, being there in Tanzania and doing all that stuff. We've watched YouTube videos and stuff. I think it's going to be amazing. But the travel time to get there is like 24 hours. And we have a couple layovers, but one of them is not very long. So I'm concerned about flights, and then I'm concerned, well, sleep schedule. I'm afraid I'm going to get like jet lagged. And then of course, regularity. Always my fear. Like, am I going to stay regular? So we were watching this video from this couple, and the girl said, make sure you take something, to stop you from pooping and to start you to start pooping.
I wish it was as easy as a switch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on my mind, and we got a month that I'm just like,
You're training?
No, I'm stressing.
Well, that stress is not good too. Stress cause constipation.
I know.
That's the thing. When you have that, then you stress out about it, and then you can't go anymore. So, but yeah. I get it all the time when I'm traveling. So.
One of the only like maybe two or three times that you and I can actually probably picture the three times that you and I have gotten into like a argument fight, you know, not like physical, but like argumentative, was one of the times you and I went on a trip together with my family, and we both got constipated down in Gulf Shores. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
And we like... I don't remember what the circumstances were, but we were both very irritable, and we like started like, I don't know, we had to take a break from each other. Do you remember that?
I don't even remember that.
Really?
But
I went and walked around the complex, and you went in a different direction. I think we both came back and were like, I'm sorry. But we both like lashed out at each other, and
Just haven't pooped in weeks.
I know. It had been like several days at that point for both of us. Yeah.
Oh, man. I really don't remember
you
that,
don't?
Though. I'm sure it happened. But
yeah, it was rough. We were both... We just couldn't go.
Hmm.
It was the same trip that we kept going, what the hell is that smell?
Oh, yeah.
And it turned out that the kids all collected seashells the first day we got there and hung them from a closet doorknob. And the maintenance people were coming in and like tearing the floor up and thinking it was a dead animal.
Yeah.
And I think we got credit to like use on a future trip if we chose to go back to that place.
They could never find it. And then it was our last day packing up. We're like, oh my gosh, it's this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a dead clam or something inside one of the shells.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a fun trip.
Yeah. What is this? Stolen.
Oh, yeah. So, an interesting news.
I didn't know I was going to bring up a video.
Somebody stole an entire truck, a PBR truck, full of past blue ribbon, and they're offering a reward for it. They're saying it's worth like it's $70,000 worth of PBR, which, what'd they say? It was like 14 tons worth of material or worth of beer and
1600 cases.
Yeah. So they said that, somebody showed up with like fake, like docking papers or whatever. Like, oh yeah, there's my truck. I'm going to take it. And they just like drove off with it. And now they like no sign of the truck, no sign of the beer. But the CEO who was just in that video there was the one who's like, this isn't cool, guys. Like, come on. Just give us our beer back. We're, you know, we'll no questions asked. I'm like, yeah, right. They're gonna. But I mean, yeah, the whole truck and everything they stole. I thought, man, that's pretty wild.
That's
pretty
ballsy,
bold.
Man.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with all that? I mean,
the CEO said, there's somebody out there that's got this sitting in their garage. They got their whole garage filled with cases of PBR. I mean, maybe, but what did they do with the truck?
The truck too. Was it a really real PBR? Like,
yeah, it was it was labeled PBR and everything, like a box truck.
How?
They just showed up and said, "This is we're here to take this truck." Like, they were the driver of it or something, and drove away with it.
That's weird because that's like something you steal that. How are you going to get rid of that?
Yeah.
Who's going to buy it? It's not a very expensive beer to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a prank.
Yeah.
Maybe gone bad. I don't know.
Oh, really bad.
Yeah. Snack time?
Okay, we can do a snack. Let's see.
I'm so excited about this. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts.
Okay, so you have hey guys. Hey. You said you've never had an Uncrustable before?
I have never had an Uncrustable in my life.
So I got this because limited edition, but second of all, it came up because my son, he's only eaten Uncrustables at lunchtime. He likes the strawberry and peanut butter ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Hey, buddy, do you want any of the other flavors? Because you know the original is grape, I guess, and then they have tons of other. They even have protein ones too that are 12 grams of protein. I think they use a different peanut butter." But no, he doesn't. No, I just want the strawberry one. Strawberry and so. And those are good.
He knows what he likes.
So these are Blackberry Boom. It's just peanut butter and blackberry spread. I don't know how you are with blackberry, but.
If they have seeds, I don't generally like them. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, the whole idea behind these is that kids don't like the crust, right?
I've never had a problem with crust.
Me either. So,
essentially, they're in the freezer. You throw them in their lunchbox, and when it's lunchtime, they're thawed out.
It's good peanut butter. It's like, it tastes like Jif to me, but I guess it's Smucker's. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. So, if you gave me this and said, this is a Uncrustable, I could not tell you that this was not grape jelly.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It does not resemble blackberry at all.
Yeah, I almost need the grape ones to compare.
Mm-hmm.
But it tastes very much like a grape jelly.
Yeah. Now, was it you or somebody else that was telling me that there's like 20 different flavors of Uncrustables?
Mm-hmm. I just told you at the start of...
Well, you said there was a lot, but I didn't know you mentioned the number.
Oh, I don't know how many. But I know there's like a apple cinnamon and peanut butter. There's, you know, this one, strawberry, honey and peanut butter. There's just peanut butter. There's a lot of protein ones, too.
Let's see. How many? Whoop. Ah. How many flavors of Uncrustables?
So when...
She's nudging me. Like, she wants me to do something. Like, pet her, I guess? Oh, 15 to 17, it says.
Oh, wow. So when Millie was being... When Molly was in the hospital having Millie, this was my snack of choice. I would go down to the cafeteria, and this was something I never had before. And I'm like, I want to try one of those. I got some cheese cubes and an Uncrustable. Very, very five-year-old type meal, you know? Yeah. I was like, man, that's awesome. I'm going to go down. And then I did it again, like, the next day. And
So what's the cost of these, like, per, I don't know, what do you get, like, a dozen or something?
We usually get the 10-pack, which is $10, $9.99. This is a 4-pack for $5, so.
Cost of Uncrustables compared to making your own. Curious about that. Let's see. Oh, so making your own crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches cost 21 to 53 cents per sandwich, while store-bought Smucker's Uncrustables cost roughly 75 to a dollar each.
So I know at like Sam's or Costco, you can get, it's either 20 or 18 of them. And I gotta say it, sometimes, especially around back to school, they're about $12 for a box of those. So, what do you think? Like if you had these in the fridge or in the freezer?
I would eat them. I don't necessarily want to go out of my way to buy them because I think I would need at least two of them to equate. Because I get this bread with the seed.
Yeah,
I love the crust.
Yeah.
And I get special crust where it has the seeds all around it. And I make peanut butter and jelly out of that. Usually it's like a wheat bread. And it's a little bit more expensive. But it's much larger pieces of bread.
Right.
So I would need at least two of these to equate that, which really sends my cost.
Well, yeah. Well, there's other. I think Aldi has one and it's more square. I'm sure they're cheaper. I tried to find some last time I was there, but couldn't because I was going to see if Peter would eat those instead, but I'm sure he'd say, these aren't the same.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with one of the only foods that he actually eats.
Right. Go to lunch and not eat it.
Yeah. But yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I gotta say, the only thing I don't notice blackberry.
No,
it just tastes like grape jelly to me. But
yep.
Still really good. So speaking of Peter, the other day, no, it was today. They have like a lunch account, and you go and check. You know, you put money into it, and Millie usually buys her lunch. Peter never does. But then I saw a couple charges from Peter. I'm like, what is going on? And it said that he went and got breakfast. So I'm going to have to talk to him about that. I don't know what. Apparently, he's getting breakfast now.
Does he eat here?
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that he suddenly found an appetite. He's getting to the age where...
I'm totally... It's not like every day, but like every few days I see there's a $1.80 chart, which isn't for breakfast for a... I don't know what he's getting.
One of his little girlfriends is going to breakfast.
Probably. They're going. He's going, I'll go with you.
And he just dumps it in the trash.
I'm curious, because then, there was one day... Maybe that coincides. There was one day I opened up his lunch and he didn't eat his Uncrustable. He goes, why didn't you eat this? He said, I wasn't feeling good, but all the chips and other things that were in there,
yeah. Oh, really?
So I don't know if he had some breakfast that day or not.
That's funny.
I got to find out what exactly he's eating.
Hmm. So you wanted to talk about top five foods.
And then you can't even.
I can't come up with stuff.
So the
assignment that you gave.
Yeah, the assignment. I had a countdown right somewhere. There you go. Top five. So I said, hey, I cannot stop grabbing and moving this. Yeah, I don't know why I do that all the time.
It's a nervous tick.
It is. I'm talking about the mic stand for you audio listeners. So top five foods from St. Louis restaurants. Here's what I came up with, in no particular order. I've got the Gorilla Dog from Steve's Hot Dogs, which is mac and cheese on it with, it's a hot dog, big, huge, beefy hot dog. There I go again, mic stand, with mac and cheese, bacon, and then it's whatever else you want to put on it. I usually throw like jalapenos and stuff on it too. Really good. I like that. My next one, the Mom's Special from Mom's Deli, which is Mom's Deli. They recently moved. They used to be on Jameson. Now they're on Hampton.
I don't believe I've ever been there or had anything from them.
It's just a deli. You go there, you order it, they fix it, and then... They have, like, a big thing of sodas, chips, and drinks, beers. You just grab it off and go pay for it. It's very simple type convenience store thing.
Huh.
And the Mom's Special, it's just like a regular sandwich. Like, you know, they got their own, I think it's, is it Fazio's? Is that the bread?
Yeah.
I think that's who they use. Their bread's really good. And they have like this special sauce, which is essentially their Thousand Island. And they have a special kind of cheese that I think it's called like Munchies or something like that. I don't know where they get it, but I actually, you can get the cheese there too. You can get like, I mean, it's just like a deli where you can go, oh, I need a pound of that cheese.
Huh.
But
I got to get there sometime.
Totally recommend it. Carnivore, their stuffed jalapenos. They're like stuffed with salsita, cheeses, deep fried, battered and deep fried, and covered in Parmesan cheese. And they are freaking awesome. And they have their specialty ranch. Next one I got is Crystal City Stoplight, Gordon Stoplight. Yep. I'm sure you've eaten there many times. Just their regular burgers are really, really good. And their I put cheese friends, but I meant to put cheese fries. Big burger and cheese fries from there.
Yeah.
And my last one I got is a T-Ravs, toasted raviolis from Mama's. I say Mama's because Mama Toscano's were the best, but they're out of business, so Mama's the next best.
You have a great list here. One thing that I have had at least once, I mean, probably multiple times. So that's the thing about what I would say. When you put a top five list, like, it almost seems like these are things that you've gotten more than once.
They are, yes. I'm always like, when we go out to eat, we don't go out to eat very often. So sometimes it's like, do we try something new or do we go for a familiar favorite that we know is going to be good, you know?
So do you mean as far as location and meal?
Kind of the same, both. The location, because, yeah, then you'll get to that restaurant. You go, oh, well, this is good, but maybe I should try this.
Yeah, I do that. I usually try something different.
But then you're like, well, do I want to roll the dice? Because I really like this, you know?
So I've been to Candy, what is it?
Crown Candy
a couple times, and they're BLT is amazing. It's freaking huge. I mean, it's all over the internet. People have been there. It's probably weighs a pound or something of bacon. That is amazing for as far as the St. Louis item. But I can't really think of too much. I told you before we started, our own Main and Mill here that's local. I really enjoy their, I think it's called a breakfast burger or maple bacon burger, something like that. And I know their menu has changed recently, and Lori said something about the burger list changed. But that one is amazing. Outside of that, I struggle with going, oh, I like this item from that place.
Man.
So I don't know.
They have bacon bar. Yeah, I don't see that one with the egg anymore.
Yeah, I think they got rid of it. They have to like order
it
special.
I'm sure they could do it, though.
Yeah. This beer's growing on me, though.
Yeah?
I'm kind of liking it.
Huh? I like it. It's pretty good. Oh, another one. I guess I could say my Ted Drew's favorite is strawberry shortcake.
I thought it was tiramisu.
It used to be. It became strawberry shortcake, and I love that. I think I love that more.
Huh.
It's big because it's only one size.
Oh, yeah. You're like, it's the only size they have available.
It's the only size. I love a small. It only comes in one size. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, I can't eat that much. That never
done. Yeah, you guys are still eating.
Thought never. No. I'm still done.
Oh,
first.
Really? Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you're the one that's done, and you guys are still. Come on.
How does it take you? You still have a full cup back there, Peter.
Of a mini, teeny tiny blizzard or whatever, or not blizzard. What do they have?
Concrete. Yeah.
Yeah, the place is cool. All right, do we have time to get into movies and TV?
Okay, sure, not much. I just want to go on records saying, I've told you past couple weeks, Lanterns, amazing show. I think it's one of my favorite comic book. I loved Peacemaker, but I think, I don't know, this is really good. And there was kind of a... Well, I'm not going to get into any kind of, how people start saying, oh, this is, I don't like what you did with that episode and all that.
Yeah.
I really like the third episode, and there is some hate over it, but most people liked it. I think there was hate over it by a certain group of people.
A certain group?
Yeah.
Can you describe
political group?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would give it a try. I need to try to convince Lori that it's worth giving a shot.
It's more of a, there are some spacey things, but it is more grounded, I think.
Okay.
But The third episode is more of a kind of an origin story of where the new Green Lantern, like his upbringing and all that.
Oh, okay.
John Stewart.
Okay.
So, I hope you like it.
I'll give it a shot.
Everything I can't win with my recommendations lately.
No, that's not true. There's been a lot of things over the years that we've given a shot and they were obscure and we're like, oh yeah. That's pretty good. The Chair Company was one that I thought was, and just discovering that guy, whatever his name is. I thought
Tim Robinson.
Yeah, I thought he was hilarious.
Another thing I've been watching, this YouTube channel. It's not like a recommendation, it is, but it's not like. It's just a guy who finds like old arcade games, like cabinet arcade games.
Yeah.
And he, like, redoes, like, he'll, Like he took like an old Donkey Kong machine and he found it, and then he figures out what's wrong with it, and he sands it down and makes it back to its original self.
Hmm. That sounds really cool.
It's pretty interesting, and he's kind of a funny guy. Like his narration, I like his narration's a little goofy. Like he'll start telling like dad jokes while he's doing it. He'll go, "Here's what I was doing," he's a big fan of Back to the Future too. So there's always you see he's got an actual DeLorean in the background,
yeah.
And he drives around in the truck that Marty had as well.
Gosh.
So it's funny, and it's got he in one of the episodes he goes, how is this a Back to the Future reference? Well, look, it says on there, it has a sticker that says my other ride is a DeLorean.
Yeah.
And then the frame around the license plate says Statler Toyota.
Huh. So it is a black Toyota pickup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've watched a lot of videos on that truck because that is a super rare, like the year that they made that and the things that were unique about that truck were very specific for like that time period, and they made several of them for the movie, and then they lost several of them. So just like finding a black Toyota from that year is like super rare, and then finding it to be like have those specifications that one has is also very rare.
Wow. Is it kind of like the 78 Dodge Charger where it's kind of hard to find that
because
of Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, I don't think it's because
didn't like blow him up like they
yeah
did
yeah
show.
It wasn't because it was wrecked. It was just because like it just happened to be the last year of like this certain thing and the first year of this other thing that was like for Toyota trucks, and then it being black and then, like all the things, it's just a very rare truck. So
yeah,
it's not
that 4x4.
Yeah, it is a really cool looking truck. Well, I watched X-Men last night, the movie from 2000.
Yeah.
Obviously I have seen it like years ago, but I feel like I've seen it more recently. And I thought that maybe I went back whenever, was it Logan or was it what's his name?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool. Did you recommend watching the first X-Men before watching Daredevil and Wolverine? Or was it just
Daredevil and Wolverine?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
You idiot. Dummy. Oh, idiot.
I remember you told me to watch a couple things before Deadpool.
Probably Logan, the movie
Logan,
and probably one of the Deadpool movies.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But I saw all the Deadpool movies.
Well, you never watched Loki, but there's a lot of Loki, the whole TVA is in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I feel like I watched that movie more recently than 26 years ago, but I think it's really good.
That was Kevin Feige, the one who's kind of the head honcho at Marvel Studios. Hmm. That was his first... He was like an assistant on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like kind of a background guy.
Huh.
But that was his first movie.
Hmm. Yeah, it holds up really well. And it's only an hour and 44 minutes.
Shoot. Yeah. So I guess, what'd you think of X-Men on a rewatch?
I really enjoyed it. It's.
Yeah.
I think it held up well. I mean, of course, some of the, the CGI or whatever is less...
It's dated.
It's more obvious,
yeah.
But I mean, this was the first movie that's recommended to watch in preparation for Doomsday, so I'm going to try to make my way through the list.
I think it's funny, though. One thing, I haven't watched it in a long time, but I do remember they really tried to stay away from all the comic accurate suits and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they even make a joke about it. Like, what do you want me to wear? Yellow spandex or whatever?
Yeah.
But now it's the total opposite where we want to see Wolverine in that, you know, that's what he wore in Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. And looks like Cyclops is going to have an accurate suit too in the Doomsday trailer. It looks like Ruby, stop tearing apart that thing.
That one thing I did that did annoy me about Cyclops is he had to like use his hand to like do something with his glasses to shoot the laser beam or whatever.
Yeah.
And almost like it was a trigger, like he was turning or flicking something. And I'm like, what? Did he do that?
So his eyes, if his eyes are open, they constantly shoot out a laser blast. Yeah,
and
so,
that happens in the movie.
In other words, I guess he has to press that to open the thing up.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't know if that's like always done or if he could just, you know, think it.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think as a mutant, you could just think it. Shoot where you want it to shoot.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's a good movie. But hey, I had a pop culture segment for you.
Do it again. Oh, well, that stopped suddenly. Yeah.
I have no idea why, but for some reason, just out of the blue, randomly, this show popped into my mind the other day. Small wonder.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a small wonder.
Yes. So I kind of went down the rabbit hole looking into the show because I remember watching a little bit of it, but I don't think it was something that I watched regularly.
It wasn't on, like, I remember it being on Channel 11, like, on Saturday. It wasn't, like, on a primetime thing.
Yeah.
It just kind of popped up whenever.
That's the thing that's really weird about this show. So, it ran from 1985 to 1989 and had 96 episodes.
Wow, that many?
Yeah. I was totally shocked by that because I thought it was going to be, like, two seasons or something. So it never made it to any network television. It was straight to first run syndication, which is like a thing of the past. That doesn't even happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But back, I did a little bit of research because I didn't really know what that meant. So there's syndication, which I think we're more familiar with, like Seinfeld or Friends the rights get sold to like TBS or whatever. They can run reruns.
Right.
But this was first run, so brand new shows get sold and picked up to like whatever local television market would like to show that show.
Yeah, and here it was Channel 11, right. If I remember correctly.
I think it was, yeah. And so it was just a very odd show where it's kind of futuristic where like almost even still now, so this was, what, 40 years ago almost? Even now, they're not, we don't have like androids, but we're still like actively like trying to pursue having androids that are kind of like butlers, if you will.
Yeah. Whatever.
So I watched the very first episode. All the episodes are on YouTube. I watched the very first episode and the very last episode this morning.
Oh. So you're kind of like, you're the guy that reads the front and back of the book. Like, the butler did it.
Well, I'll tell you why I watched the last episode in a minute, but the first episode, it was like the introduction of, you know, the dad, he works for this company that's making...
Ted? Right?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. He's making... They make, like, robotics for, like, filling, you know, sodas or putting labels on machines or whatever, but he's disgruntled because he'd been working on this, trying to make this, like, android, and his boss was like, basically like, nah, it's a stupid idea. And so he brought it home and then he's working on it. So in their home bedroom, he's got all this computer stuff and it looks so ancient now because it's like dot matrix and everything. And he's working on it and he's building, you know, this robot. And anyway, it comes to life and all that. And I mean, she's got all these amazing powers. She can do, like, essentially everything. And every time she's able to do something, they're just, like, so totally shocked and surprised. Like, I didn't know she could do that. I didn't program that. But I really think that it's kind of like Three's Company in a way, where there's always some sort of misunderstanding that's going on. I think because it definitely happened in the first episode.
This
and the
is
last
the one episode. With this is the one with some kind of misunderstanding.
Yeah,
I've seen this episode.
But the I mean, it was just, I looked into the actor. I always like doing that, like looking at an old show or an old movie and like, what are these actors up to now? None of the kid actors went on to do anything. Even Vicky, who is the child, she never did anything ever again. That was the only thing she ever did.
So Jamie, the little boy, and, you know, forgive me, I don't like to say things bad about a kid or whatever, but he was not a very good actor. I remember even because I was probably around the age of him.
We were pretty much the exact same age.
I felt this is bad acting. Yeah. Even at that age, I knew that.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like 10, 11 years old, and he was still like so cheesy, little kid-like.
Yeah. He looked like somewhere around the way, someone put the rumor that, I mean, it's definitely false, but it was Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
No. Which you can kind of see that he's kind of got that look.
He went down a pretty rough path. He after the show canceled in 1989, I don't think he really did anything, but he was close to 18 years old at that point, but he still looked like he was 14 or whatever. And they said that his girlfriend at the time, who was also his advisor, which is a bad combination.
Okay.
She stole all the money out of his trust fund that I guess was set up while he was a kid and doing that show. So by the time he turned 18, the money was available to him or something. So the story goes that she stole all the money from him. And then he became essentially like homeless. In fact, they said he was living under a bridge at one time.
Oh man, that's sad.
Yeah, so really rough way to go. But then he was addicted to drugs or something, and he got cleaned up later on. And apparently, he's still he's doing okay now. But never went on to do any other acting. The little girl who played Vicky, she basically didn't do any other acting and just went to college and got a degree. And I think she's a nurse now. But
I always found it funny how Vicky would talk like a robot.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you doing? I like, you know, but mm-hmm. no one ever
questioned that.
They thought she was just a little girl. They never like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah. The nosy neighbor next door, the little redheaded girl. What was her name?
Harriet.
Harriet. Yeah.
How do I remember?
I don't
all this
know.
Stuff?
You're blowing me away right now.
Mrs. Osmonic, was that or is that Alf?
That's Alf. Yeah.
It was the secretary from. Ferris Bueller,
yes,
though, was a neighbor.
Edie McClurg.
Yeah, she's done a lot, I know.
Yeah, she was...
she was probably the biggest actress.
She was. That was the thing. As I was going down the list, looking at all the actresses and actors on the show, and I kind of recognized her name, but I didn't recognize the photo of her that was on the list. But she was on the first two seasons of the show and then left because she got a full-time gig with the Hogan family.
Oh, okay.
I remember, she was their next-door neighbor, too. And
she's typecast as a neighbor.
Yeah. So she never came back. And then it was like a weird situation where they had like her, I don't know, it was either her sister or something came to stay with. Very similar situation as the Hogan family, where it's like, oh, we got to bring the aunt in because the mom left.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was, she was on the show for the first two seasons. So the series ended on the last episode of season 4, and it had like a lot of weird things going on with the show where the original writer and the creator of the show, like, he was interested in carrying it forward, but, you know, like producers and all of that, because it was in syndication, they just didn't really know what to do with it after then. And they chose not to like market it to do anything. They never like sold any merchandise or anything like that, like shows used to do back then.
Yeah.
And so it just stopped, and I watched the last episode, and it's just a regular episode. There's no conclusion. There's no like Alf, you know, I mean, he gets taken away to Melmac or whatever.
Yeah, that was a weird episode though too.
Yeah. But this one was just like a regular episode. Like, they just ended with a story.
Did they know they were being canceled?
They had no idea. So they thought it was going to be another season.
I mean, if you don't know, you probably wouldn't have written anything
yeah
either
yeah
so I mean and but they had to have some idea that the time's coming, you know.
I don't know. But yeah, the theme song, like you mentioned, and the intro of
She's a small wonder.
I can't think of all the lyrics now.
Like a curse.
Yeah. It's like
She's
circuits
small
and
wonder. She's a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like circuits and I don't know. It's a strange show though. It's so weird that some of those shows exist and you know, the people never really went on to do anything else. Even the mom and dad never really
Honestly, they did swing for the fences with that show, and for you to say there was four seasons of that show, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I thought, like you said, one, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
96 episodes. I was shocked.
Yeah, that's... Although, for that time, wasn't, like, 20-something episodes?
24.
24 normal for a season, so... Yeah.
Just crank them out, man. We're going to read through this script Monday through Thursday, and you film it on Friday.
Yeah. Now they do, like, 10 or 12 a season.
Yeah, you're excited if it comes out with, like, that many, really.
You can see, though, that the quality has gone up because they don't have to crank out as much.
Quality over quantity, for sure.
And they don't have to do a clip episode.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah. Exactly.
We got a date. Studio wants 24 episodes. We'll put two clip episodes in here.
And wasn't there something about Friends? I don't know. I may be making this up, but going back to the very beginning of our conversation, I feel like there was later on, they had contracts where whatever the number of episodes were in a season, they were like, oh no, Matthew Perry's contract says he's only going to do, you know, one fewer than that or two fewer than that or something like that, but still get paid the amounts as if it's a full season. So that's kind of why some of those clip episodes existed.
I thought that whole time they did their contracts together.
Yeah.
So they would always get paid the same and
that's
have
true.
The same thing.
But maybe I feel like they negotiated for like doing less and making more because they were so, I could be making that up, but.
Well, it was so popular, so
yeah, they didn't have to work as hard.
Well, there you go. Small wonder, probably just as popular as Friends.
It holds up.
I bet it does. All right. We'll do some shop talk. So
I'm looking forward to this. What's the update here?
A lot of my things that I do now just end up being total failures.
Oh, no.
And this is one of them.
Oh.
So here's the problem. So I got an old pumpkin blow mold, and I wanted to dye it bright orange again because it is fading away. It's white. Now, in concept, I got an old trash can, filled it with some water, got a pot of basically our brew pot and was heating up some water. So you have to have it around 200 degrees.
Yeah.
That's hard to do in a Rubbermaid trash can where you can't like keep heat on it.
Yeah.
So what I did, I put a few gallons of boiling water or, you know, 5-10 gallons of boiling water, mix a dye, put it in, put the pumpkin in and weighed it down. And it didn't really work. So it's supposed to take like 10 to 30 minutes. And then it should open up the hot water should open up the pores and the dye should soak in.
Yeah.
Well, when you don't have the water hot enough, it doesn't do anything. The pores aren't open. It's not doing anything. So we had, like I said, we've had all the... I left it in that water for several days because I'm like, we have this insanely hot temperatures outside.
Yeah.
This is probably good. Maybe it'll heat up hot enough.
Yeah.
Well, one day I'm like, okay, this is a final day. I'm going to work with this. The water was probably about 100 or so, well, 90 to 100 degrees because it's been out in the sun. So I took a few pots of boiling water, threw them in there, mixed the dye up, and it just it gave it a slight, maybe a very slight tint. So I think my plan is to take like an oil pan, something wide and shallow, and I'd be able to heat up enough water for that and kind of do one side.
Oh, okay.
And then heat up some another thing and turn it. I think that's the only way. I would love to, I got a sous vide, which would that's what that does to keep water at a certain temperature, but I don't want the dye to go into that and then I'll never be able to use it for food again.
Yeah. So if you use a pan though and you set it on its side, if you said it takes like 10 to 30 minutes, that water is going to cool pretty quickly.
Another thing, I don't know if I could find this. They used to oil pans, they used to have like the aluminum ones or stuff like that where I could put on top of my burner.
Oh, yeah. And let it continue to get heat.
Yeah. Then it would melt, and that's another thought. So that's my biggest issue, because a lot of videos I saw on people doing it are smaller blow molds where they have a pan on the stovetop, and they're keeping it hot on there and just soaking it in there.
Well, that's a bummer. I'd like to do that with our pumpkin as well, but I feel like ours might be even a little bit bigger than yours, our pumpkin jack-o'-lantern, but it's like totally white now.
I think that's the, the only way. And I was like, well, have you seen my neighbor, Bobby, showed me the videos of like this stadium. They're taking, you know, the plastic seats in stadiums or whatever, and how like they were once bright red and they got faded to almost pink.
Okay.
Well, they take like a blowtorch and
I did that with my truck actually.
It literally like melts it and makes it a shiny red again.
Yeah. I did that with the plastic molding around the bumper of my truck where it's supposed to be black and it turned gray.
Yeah.
And I used a heat gun. I wonder if that would work, using a heat gun.
I'm afraid to do that because it's so thin, I think it would warp the thing too.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Yeah. Are you recording any of that, or are you just...
I recorded all of it, so I have it all. So I think I'm going to try doing something else. If I can't, I may just try painting just acrylic on it.
Oh, yeah?
And seeing how that works. Huh. Like I said, I may have to do it.
But will it be transparent?
That's what I was going to say. I probably, if I do it that way, I would probably have to do it in a dark room with the light bulb on to kind of see how the paint goes. Because then, well, I could kind of test it too. If it doesn't work, I just, you know, wipe that paint off. But
well, that's too bad.
So, still, in process. I don't know if I'll get it. I won't be able to get back to it until I get back from my trip. But
I was just looking at our videos for Halloween earlier today and looking at the playlist, and we haven't really done anything. You did your little lantern solar lights a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
we haven't done any projects in a while. But, yeah, my rental rehab series is continuing. I'm going to have a video coming out this weekend on electric again, and I have a couple more to go on that. And then I've already moved on to putting down some new flooring and fixing some drywall stuff. So I got a lot in the queue. It's just a matter of editing and all that stuff. So I'm working up there on that house like 3 to 4 days a week and filming as I go. But I need to get better at, like, storytelling and... just I guess like thumbnails and titles and all the stuff that's going to make people want to watch and stay engaged, because the views have been pretty low.
I think you should check out kind of the style that Space-Time Junction guy does, because you could tell that he does the narration after the fact. He doesn't
thought about that.
he doesn't bother while he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, well, you can see I said a few swear words there. But yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to do it. There's people that'll talk like while they're doing stuff. There's people that'll like show like they're doing something and then they'll cut in and go, hey, here's what I did and why I did it. And then they'll go back to working. And then there's, like you said, there's the just showing the whole time and then talking over it after the fact. And I'm trying to also make it easy on myself, too. I don't want it to turn into a whole, like, extra job where I'm editing, doing the voiceover, and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I'm experimenting.
Yeah, because, yeah, you're almost doing the same. When you do the narration, you're kind of doing it twice.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to remember what you did.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of views, YouTube changed how views are counted. I don't know if you saw that news or not.
No.
It's, I don't know. It's kind of, so I guess every other platform in addition to YouTube Shorts all counted. So like if you go to YouTube and if your mouse like hovers over something and it auto plays, or if you're on your TV and you like just hover over something, like you're clicking through your recommended or whatever, and you know how it auto plays for
right,
like whatever. Yeah. They used to not count those as views, but now they've changed it to that they're counting that as views. Cause apparently, I don't know, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, they all count their views that way, that it's just like anytime somebody sees like a second of it, it counts as a view.
Hmm.
And then there's another subcategory called engaged views, which basically means like you clicked on that video with the intent on watching it. That is another way of tracking it. So some of our views on some videos are really seeing a spike, but then overall they're not getting much watch time.
Oh.
Because people are just, you know, it's showing up in their feed and like a half a second plays or whatever.
Or they search for something similar and then they wanted some other video.
Yeah, exactly. They might just look at it for a second and move on. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. There's a lot of people that are kind of upset about it because it throws off all your other metrics like average watch time and whenever you compare it to like other recent videos that have been published, it really skews the numbers. So, but that's, I guess it's just what you got to deal with. You know, YouTube makes changes to things from time to time.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's interesting. So, I mean, I guess even with that short, it's not going to add to any, I don't really understand the point because it's not really adding anything.
No.
I don't know.
Yep. But yeah, that's been Shop Talk.
There you go.
That's been an episode.
That's our show. It's yeah. been great. And
we'll be back in a couple weeks.
We'll be back in a couple weeks, hopefully with new episodes and lots to talk about.
Disney stories.
Yeah. All right. We will see you next time.